So we will continue the sutra of Tathagata Gabbara, and in this sutra it has nine analogies, and we have talked about the first three analogy. Do you still remember the flower wilted, right? And then the second analogy. The bee, right? So the first refer to our craving, the second refer to our hatred, aversion, and the third one, ignorance, is what? The kernel with a husk, right? So the husk is our ignorance that we need to remove. So we talk about Shifu's teaching in daily life, how to take care of our craving, aversion, and ignorance, right? And now the fourth is the gold. The gold submerged into a pit of dirty waste. So if the gold fall into the dirty waste, that becomes very dirty, and nobody knows that it's gold. So when we take out the gold and clean it, and it's precious gold. And these analogies refer that the dirty waste is our affliction, and the gold is really our Tathagata Gabbara. So in the sutra, it says that we are... sorry, I have to speak Chinese. 这次呢是我们讲如来藏经的第三次哈，那前两次呢我们谈到了三个比喻哈，在经里面有九个比喻，那这三个比喻呢分别是尾花有佛哈，就是那个花枯萎了，那另外一个是讲那个蜜蜂对不对？蜜蜂那个蜂巢，我们要取蜂蜜，第三个呢是那个。 骨类不是有那个很硬的那个糠吗？哈，那个代表呢，也是我们的烦恼哈。那所以这三个比喻分别代表我们的贪嗔痴。好，那我们在上一次的这个也分享到师父教我们的心五识里面呢，要用什么贪要什么啊？ 撑呢，吃呢，<笑>好，等一下我会再 summarize 一次哈，那大家就是说，把师父把我们日常生活要怎么样来克服这贪嗔痴的烦恼呢，也分享了哈。那接下来我们要讲第四个，第四个呢是经堕不净处欲哈，这里的不净处呢，就好像说那个金条掉到粪坑里面去。 那很脏，对不对？那大家不晓得粪坑里面有金条哈。那当我们把它拿出来的时候，才知道说，哦，里面有很宝贵的金哈。那在这个比喻里面，就比喻说那个粪坑，那个不净处呢，是我们的烦恼。然后那个金子是事实上是我们的如来藏哈，是我们的佛性。So in the sutra, it says that even though we are submerged into the dirty west, means our affliction is our dirty west. Even though we are submerged in this dirty west, our Tathagata Gabbara is undestroyable. So Buddha, he appropriately expounded the Dharma, enabling sentient beings to manage all things. So the purpose of the teaching is to cleanse the dirty west. 那在经文里面呢，他就提到说，虽然这个我们处于烦恼的这个污泥当中呢，但是我们的如来性是不变的。所以这时候佛陀的教导是随应而说哈。 因为我们会遇到什么脏东西不知道，外境会怎么样我们不是很清楚，所以他就是随应而说，然后让我们另办一切事，就是在这个污染的环境当中可以随顺因缘的处理每一件事，那使我们的这个烦恼呢能够去除，而且呢能够得到清净。 So it's like we are living in this environment, in this world, and most people think that this world is not clean. You know, we have crime, we have pollution, you know, we have all kinds of things that will pollute our mind and our body. You know, even like, you know, the nuclear waste and nuclear disaster in Japan, right? The nuclear waste, it's kind of long-term pollution. So, and then people say that our mind is kind of hard to deal with. So we sometimes set up by people, mistreat us, misunderstand us, all this the pollution to our mind. So what are we going to do? 那我们常常讲说这个娑婆世界是非常污秽的，不要讲说我们的环境污染，不要讲说这个我们的什么核能核废料，有没有像日本这样的一个核能灾变，那样的一个污染是非常长期的。那又常常听到说人心不古了，尔虞我诈，有没有？然后常常会被人家虐待啊，被人家误会啊、误解啊、诬陷啊，那常常会伤害我们的心。那在这样的一个污染的环境之中，我们到底要怎么样来修到看到我们的如来性？怎么样能够让这个环境是清净的？把这个废这个不净的东西清干净之后，我们可以看到我们的金子。 So in the sastra of treasure nature, it says that this analogy represent the afflictions that can increase our craving, aversion and ignorance. We already have craving, aversion and ignorance, and this environment, this dirty West, amplify our craving, aversion and ignorance, sort of induce it. So only this affliction only can sever by the wisdom of seeing all things are impure. So Buddha provide a contemplation of impurity. 那在宝性论里面呢，他把这样的一个比喻呢，来比喻所谓的增上贪嗔痴结使烦恼。也就是说，这样的一个环境，这样一个不净处，它会增上我们本来就有的贪嗔痴烦恼。那唯有用不净观智，才能够断除这样的一个烦恼。所以佛陀提到了所谓的不净观。The contemplation of impurity is not the one we talk about earlier for Zen practice. You know, like you contemplate the body corpse. It's not just like that. It's we have to see or observe that our body, our environment, and our minds are impure first, so that we won't follow what we thought, and we won't follow what we feel, and we won't follow what other people think or what this world provides us. 那此处的不净观呢，不是我们禅修的时候讲到那个白骨观，它这边的不净观是告诉我们说，我们要修观，时时观察我们的心、我们的身、我们的环境是不净的，不要被我们的心、我们的心的这个想法，不要被我们的身体的觉受 不要被这环境的这个价值观或是这个环境的压力来改变我们。 So in the sutra of in the sutra in 42 section number 28 it says the Buddha said be careful not to trust your own mind. Your mind is not trustworthy. Be careful not to engage with sexual affairs. I would say materials. Engaging with sexual affairs or materials leads to misfortune. After you attaining arhatship, can you trust your mind? 那这边我提到举例哈，我们四十二章经的时候呢，佛陀在第二十八条里面有提到这一点，他说不可信如意，如意不可信，圣物与社会，社会即获生，得阿罗汉矣，乃可信如意。意思就是说 yes 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 so I have grandma's mistake. Okay, after you attain arhatship, then you can trust your mind. Is that right? Okay. All right. 所以在佛陀就讲到说，我们常常有很多的想法哈，我们的六根哈，跟六尘接触的时候，哇，会有种种的想法、感觉，对不对？我们很多心理的反应呢。佛陀说，不要相信他。因为这是包含了我们很多的分别成见跟错误的之见在里面，这些想法不要相信它。另外呢，千万不要与色会，那狭隘的色呢，是指当然就是那个色情，就是性的那种色，我们讲食色性也嘛。但是广义的话呢，不要与色会，就是不要与外界的物质呢，所谓的会就是说不要跟它不是不要跟他接触，不要与他串联，就是结合在一起。好，只要跟物质的、跟色的东西结合在一起的话，你就会有灾难了。哈，那只有到阿罗汉哈，见得空性的阿罗汉呢，哈，才可以相信我们的想法，因为阿罗汉见到空性了，哈，他不会被这个外在内在的身心反应所控制，他可以观察一切空性的无常。 So why Buddha say that? Because our mind is not pure yet. We have so many discrimination. We have so many prejudices. So when our six organs interact with the six dust, mean the environment in general, then we generate six consciousness. We have so many judgment about the things that we interact with, and those are not a pure mind. So don't trust those mental reactions. And for the sex or the material world, usually it will increase our craving. And if we cannot get it, we generate aversion, and then we will mislead by those phenomena, things that they are worthy to pursue it. And then by pursuing those things, we generate aversion and craving. So that's why Buddha say that, you know, before we attain arhatship, Don't trust our mind, and don't engage with the material world. Means don't make it part of yours. We still interact with the environment. We still interact with the people and world, but don't make it part of ourselves. Otherwise, we will have mishaps. Misfortunes. So that can explain this analogy. 那用这个比喻呢，我用这个段经文呢来解释哈，这个比喻就是说，当我们堕落了在这个五浊恶世哈里面，那五浊恶世会增加我们的贪嗔痴，好，这是一个不净处，我们必须要小心。So, 师父provide us two set of approaches. So first, we still living in this world. We still not attaining our hardship, and we still have affliction. What are we going to do? First, there is called four approaches for cultivating peace. First of all, we need to have peace. And peace in mind, peace in body, peace in family, and peace in career. 所以呢，那我们还是凡夫的众生，我们还没有证得阿罗汉果，我们还是生活在这个五浊恶世之中。那我们要怎么样来处于这个不净处，怎么样来清净呢？那师父首先提出一个四安哈。首先我们在这个五浊恶世里面一定要让自己能够平安，好，那平安有四种方法，安心、安身、安家、安业，好，一定要想办法能够做到。 So first, how to have peace in mind, be content, less desire, that we canhave peace in our mind. How about help other people have peace in mind? Versus, 师父 say, benefit others. Don't hurt other people's benefit. I remember one time the abbot is giving the Dharma talk, and then one of the audience passed me her purse,and help ask me to watch her purse for her. I just feel like it's my privilege because I'm a monk, a nun. I have to keep my precept of not stealing. So she is willing to give her purse, you know, money, credit card, and give it to me, and then just you know, watch for her. So, you know, she feels safe.You know, this, you can help people have peace in mind. So if one person knows that, oh, you're taking five precepts, you will not steal, you will not tell lie, you will not kill, people get close to you, they will feel comfortable and peace because they don't have to worry about you will hurt them. 那安心怎么说呢？师父说要少欲知足啊。那我们心就安，什么来都好，好，我们也不想要太多哈，那是安自己的心。那安他人的心呢？就是要为他人谋福利哈。那我有一次哈，也是住持法师在演讲哈，那天人很多，那有一个信众呢，就把他的皮包就交给我说：“法师，你帮我看一下。”我那当下就觉得一个很奇妙的感觉。我想说，哇，你的皮包有钱呢，哈，有 credit card 有什么东西，你就给我，然后你不怕怎么样吗？那后来又想想说啊，因为他觉得我是法师，好，那法师嘛就是要持戒，对不对？不能偷吧，好，不偷不到，所以他就很放心交给我，哈。当然在戒律上，我们是不帮人家看皮包的了，哈。避机嫌，因为万一这个里面什么东西不见，会觉得是我们偷的嘛。那我那当时就觉得说啊，原来持戒有一个好处。假设我们居士持五戒，大家知道你持戒清净的话，知道说你不会偷，不会抢，不会说谎，也不会杀生，他在你身边就很安全，他不用怕他皮包钱掉了，他也不怕你说谎来伤害他。好，让人家心就会很安，对不对？ Second, to have peace in body. What does that mean? If our body is very, very sick, I guarantee most of us, the mind is weak as well. you know, when your body is, you got cancer, you have so many pain in your body, sometimes, you know, like fast to encourage you, chan Amitabha, you just don't want to do it because your mind strength is weakened. And so to have a healthy body is very important, especially for practitioner. And Sifu say that to have a healthy body, work hard, work diligently, also eat simple, live simple. For example, clothes, you just have like natural clothes. Don't have too many artificial treatment of your stuff on your body. And eat simple, natural food. And spend less on something that you don't need. That's a way to keep a healthy body. 那安身呢？通常哦，我们的身体不好的时候，心力就提不起来。哦，很多人到癌末了以后，有没有非常的痛？这时候我们常常说你要念佛啊，你要念佛的时候，其实念不出来，也不想念的。好，那所以健康的身体对修行人来讲是非常重要的哈。那师父告诉我们，一定要勤劳，就是努力工作，好，身体要勤劳，那生活要过得简朴啊。简朴是什么？不是不要吃，不吃不喝，而是说我们吃的东西就是简单，好，然后自然。不要吃得很花俏，好，那穿衣服也一样，不要那个 很那个的，就简单的自然的棉制品或是 自然的没有太多处理过的这些衣服，那我们来穿，好，那就是过得很简朴，这样的话呢是保持健康的一个秘诀。 So to have peace in family， 好，要怎么样有一个家庭才平安啊？ Do you fight with your spouse? Do you have quarrel with your children? 有没有跟先生太太吵架？有没有跟小孩互相不识？哈，家庭的平安非常重要。Everyone go home every day, right? If you do not have peace in your home, you don't want to go home. And for the teenager, they just run away from home. And for all of us, it's so sad that we do not want to go home. So we should have a sweet home, a peaceful home. And Shifu say,respect each other, help each other is the key. This is everyone's home, so we respect and we help each other. 那安家呢？哦，我们每天都要回家，对不对？所以家对我们来讲是很重要的。哦，假设一个家，哦，鸡犬不宁到我们都不想回家的时候，哦，是很悲惨的一件事情。那像那个青少年的话，他就离家出走了，那先生在外面也喝酒不要回家了，太太也在外面不要回家，大家都不要回家了。那我们应该要有一个很甜美的家庭，对不对？那师父告诉我们，就是要互爱互助，要互相的尊重，然后彼此的帮助。有人生病就要照顾，对不对？有人有困难就要帮助，所以它是一个非常重要的。 And family is also a base for the society and for the country and for the world. This is a basic unit of a group of people. So it's very important to help everyone have a sweet home, and the society will be very peaceful, the country will be very peaceful.那家庭呢，是一个我们这个最小的一个团体单元，哦，有一个平安的家，就会有一个平安的社会，就会有一个平安的国家，这个世界就会平安。 So we usually talk about peace in the world. Let's start with the family. 常常我们说我们要促进世界和平，对不对？伟大的想法，但是我们要从近处着眼，让我们先有一个平安的家，让我们每一个人都有一个平安的家，那这样的话世界就会和平。 And how about Korea? We heard a lot about the story of Linsanity or Lin whatever Linsanity, right? So how about his career before February 2nd? And what is his career after February 2nd? It's kind of a Cinderella story, something. 好，那安逸是什么？哈，我们最近很常常一直在看新闻，就是一定会有什么林书豪，叫做林什么林来疯，是不是？好，一直看他的消息，然后越来越多的故事。哈，你看他二月二号以前是什么样的一个状况，二月二号以后又是一个什么样的状况？好，那这个我们讲叫灰姑娘的故事哈。If he did not practice diligently, practice hard before February 2nd, when he was released, you know, constant, keep releasing by the team, he won't have today's success. So, 师父 say,even though we do not have a good job, even though our career is not bright right now, work hard and devote yourself. Don't ask too much. Don't ask too much reward from your career. Just work hard. Just try your best. When the chance comes, and you will.It will become your time. 那所以师父说安业哈，假设林书豪在二月二号以前哈，一天到晚被释出，对不对？假设他就意志消沉了，不练习，他今天就没有他。所以他就是不断的练习，他不断的培养体能，不断的切磋他的技巧，等机会来的时候，就是他成功的时候。所以也许我们现在没有好工作，可能我们也失业了。那师父说就是努力的工作，就是努力的学习，然后奉献，不要求回报，等机会来的，老板看到我们这么努力无私的奉献，一有机会的时候他就会找你，那至少我们在工作的时候没有压力嘛。好 OK, Facing reality, 师父 say,First, we have to recognize our blessings. No matter what we have, we got laid off, we are homeless, whatsoever, we should know that we are blessed. At least we're still alive. And the country, more or less, taking care of us. The welfare, taking care of us.Some of our family relatives willing to help even a little bit. So recognizing we are blessed, recognize what we have. Second, cherishing it. Feel happy about it. And then, you know, appreciate, show your gratitude at any chance you have. And third, cultivate blessing.Is help make yourself grow, and then if you can help others, try your best to help others. If you have a lot, we nurturing our blessing. A lot of people think, you know, I'm poor, I don't have money, I don't have time, I'm not smart, how can I help others?Say a few good words to others. Encourage people. Praise people. It's kind of cultivating blessing. But you are lucky to be a very rich people. You are well-known people, right? You have everything. Then it's time for you to nurture your blessing. You help others, right? It's like you have already have the seed. And then now you sort of nurture it, and it will become a tree, right? So it's like the offering you give to people is like you nurturing a tree, and the fruit will be plenty. 那面对现况呢，师父有提到哈，我们要知福，不管什么样的状况下，我们都要知福，知足常乐，安贫乐道哈。至少我们有一口呼吸在，就有机会。然后第二个要惜福，要珍惜它，珍惜我们拥有的东西，然后能够感恩图报。那第三个要重福，很多人想说，是啊，我没钱啊，我没有工作了，我没有时间啊，我很笨，我什么都不会，你叫我怎么种福田啊，光种福田怎么种呢？师父常常讲吗，说好话算不算种福田？我们常常赞美他人，鼓励他人，就是种福田，种下那个福的种子。也许你的一句好话让别人改变他的一生嘛。好，那培福呢，假设我们今天很幸运的，因为前辈子有培福，这辈子呢有钱有名又好先生，什么都有了，这时候是培福的好机会，不要把它享受掉了。师父讲享福非福，培福才有福。你今天有一颗种子种下去， 你有很多的肥料可以灌溉，对不对？本来一颗苹果籽变成什么一排颗苹果，是很划算的一件事啊！不要把它吃掉，不要把它用掉，不要把它想掉。 So 师父 say, if we have plenty of blessed, don't spend it on yourself. Invest what you have in sentient beings. That's the most worthy way of investment, because you get a lot in return in the future. And the return is not material. And what you got is the wisdom and compassion. We call it Dharma wealthy. Okay. 那这个师父常常讲说，不要享福享掉，对不对？把你的福呢投资在众生的身上是最划得来的哈。那他的回报呢是很大的哈。这个回报不一定是物质上的回报，那是我们讲法财。我们在慈悲修行的路上，慈悲跟智慧的增长是我们的法财，这才是最珍贵的，而且是生生世世的。 OK, now I've talked about five. 师父 promoted a fivefold spiritual renaissance. It divided into two character, two category. One is to help us to uplift the human character. So we have a basic human character and we have uplifted a human character. So basic is we have to do the detoxification of the three poisons, is eager, hatred, and ignorance. And Sufu say, be content, be gratitude, and let go. Alright? So how can we uplift our character? Sifu said, we have to dignify our mind. Is to have peace. To help yourself have peace, to help the environment, to help the family, to have peace is actually we can dignify our mind. And how about a society? How can we have a majestic society? We need to improve the environment. And we have four blessings. We have enough. Don't cut more trees. Don't make too much stuff that we don't need. And we generate so much waste. We pour on our motherland. Right? We have enough. Okay? So this is a overall picture of Shifu, by Shifu, that provide us a way that we can practice in our daily life. Yes. Eager. Grasping desires. Okay. All right. Craving. Greed. Okay. I'll change it. Greed. The overall map for us to practice is to take care of our greed, hatred, and ignorance, and we dignify our mind and make this society a very good one. And this is what Shifu called build a pure land on earth. Right? Okay. So, summarize. The Buddha, you know, from the wilted flower is the analogy for dealing with our greed. And the honey beehives, you know, get the honey is to dealing with our hate, aversion. And the husk is to take care to peel out our ignorance. And the gold that submerged into the dirty waste is to help us improve, you know, cleanse the environment, inside environment and outside environment. So that's the conclusion for the first four analogy. So the fifth one is a treasure hidden beneath an impoverished household. Basically, this household is very poor, doesn't have anything. Okay, but underneath it has treasure, a lot of treasure. But the treasure cannot talk, say, "Hey, I'm here, you're rich," and the owner does not know. The treasure cannot speak, the owner does not know. So this is affliction for the owner. In a very poor, bad house, he thinks he has nothing. And the treasure is our Tathagata Gabbra. So what is this analogy represent? Oh, sorry. 那第五个比喻呢, 是在讲贫家, 宝藏玉, 就是一个很破旧的房子, 里面什么都没有, 家徒四壁, 那这个, 可是他的房子底下, 有宝藏, 无穷的宝藏, 可是这个宝藏又不会说话, 说, 哎呦, 哎, 我在这里, 我在这里, 那这个家, 屋主呢, 他又不知道, 那所以一直以为他很穷, 所以这个破房子呢, 就是他的烦恼, 我没有什么东西 我很穷了。 然后这个宝藏在下面埋着的呢, 是我们的如来藏。 那这个比喻在说什么呢? Okay, the sutra says that even though we reincarnated in the five realms, the treasure is already in our bodies and it never changed. And so Buddha know that. And then so he started to teach the Dharma so that he wanted to enable all sentient beings to attain the wisdom of treasure store. and let us know that we are really rich and we can benefit others with this treasure. So we will generate faith, we will practice diligently, and we will soon attain the unsurpassed path. 那在经文里面呢，他就讲到说，虽然我们在五道里面流转，但是这个大宝，我们这个如来藏呢，还在，就一直在我们的，在我们身内呢，没有改变过。那佛看到这样的一个状况呢，他就要为众生说法，他不断的要说法，要让我们得到什么？智宝藏。好，让我们得到这些智慧的宝藏之后呢，然后不仅很有钱，而且还可以利益很多人，广利众生。然后我们 有了会有信心，而且我们会勤奋的努力方便行，就是方便度众生的方法，然后很快我们就会得无上道了。 So in the Sastra of Treasure Nature it explained that this type of afflictionis from arhats, can be severed by the wisdom of Tathagata's bodhicitta. So means the wisdom will expediently manifest from the state of emptiness. We all know that arhat attain the highest level of samadhi. So from Mahayana's point of view, arhatships that they abided in the highest samadhi, and they don't want to come out, and they went to nirvana. But Buddha tried to help them know that not just that, except for the true nature of emptiness, we have lots of treasure within that can manifest, and this wisdom can help all the sentient beings. 那在宝性论讲到说，这样的一个烦恼，就说我家很穷，什么都没有，我们讲空性嘛，不是说什么都没有了吗，空了吗，这样的一个烦恼呢，是阿罗汉身中所设烦恼，得到阿罗汉的人呢，他会有这样的烦恼，他没有办法从空出家，那只有如来菩提智能断，唯有在他的菩提心内心里面发起菩提心的时候，才能够断除这样一个空无所有的状态，产生无量的智慧来帮助一切众生。所以如来阿罗汉常常有没有，不是最高的什么定吗？定的时候他常常就怎么样，入涅，进入涅槃，他不再来众生，不要跟我们众生有任何瓜葛的，这是从大乘佛教的一个说法来看。那这样的一个状态，处于生定的一个状态呢，它被称为是无名住地，因为他的智慧没有办法发起。 So when Shifu teach us meditation, no matter what method we are usingShifu told us not to enter samadhi. We have to cultivate samadhi and wisdom at the same time. We have to have cultivate samadhi at the same time. We have to initiate our bodhicitta. And the wisdom should come up with the samadhi. That's the true practice. So we say,wisdom and samadhi are equally cultivate. 那师父常常在教我们禅修的时候，有没有常常会提醒我们不要入定，不要入定。我们的目标不是要入定，而是要修什么？要修慧。好，所以我们是定慧等持。我们的所有的方法都是强调定慧等持。定慧整持的时候才是真正的定，才是真正的慧。好，那六祖坛经不是讲很清楚吗？即慧之时定在慧，即定之时慧在定，对不对？定慧不二。这样的话呢， 这样的一个烦恼一定要用什么菩提心，一定要发起菩提心，智慧才会现前，才能够从功出家。好 OK, the sixth is the pit inside a mango. I think it's not mango, it's amra. It's kind of a fruit in India that has very hard core, that even though the core, you put it for years, the seeds are still alive. You can still plant it and it still grow. Okay, so it's like the pit inside of the fruit cord. And the hard shell is our affliction. And the seeds inside is our tathagatagarbha. 那第六个比喻呢，它是讲到的是什么阎罗国种域了。那我们这边找不到那阎罗国到底是什么，那据说是在印度有一种水果，它的那个种子有很坚硬的壳，也就是因为这样它可以保持很久，几年以后你再把它去种，它还是可以发芽长成大树。那这个比喻在说什么呢？So the sutra said this analogy told us that the pit is indestructible. When after years and years, when we plant it on the ground, it will eventually become a great tree. And from Tathagata's faultless visions, all sentient beings has already completed samadhi and wisdom. So Buddha said this analogy tried to help us, you know, we need to let this seed sprout and then eventually get big tree and have the fruit. Okay.那这个比喻在经文上说，其实他是说这个果哈，果实呢它不坏的哈，然后只要把它种在大地里面呢，它就会成为大树王的。那佛陀的无漏眼哈，他观到说，其实我们一切众生三昧智具足，好，你看就是定慧具足，三昧就是定哈，所以是。定会具足的，然后没有办法毁坏的，所以呢佛一定要告诉我们说，有了我们的种子就在里面了，你赶快种下去让它发芽，然后让它长成大树结果。So the sutra of treasure nature says that this is the affliction from ordinary sentient beings. This ordinary sentient being is notregular ordinary sentient being, it's those who initiate the body mind, who want to practice, actually a practitioner. And this kind of affliction is that we have the seeds inside, but we don't plant it, we don't let it sprout and grow. So only the Dharma wisdom that transcend worldly Dharmas.Can let the seeds sprout, because the nutrition we need is not in this samsaric world, is the one that go beyond the worldly the three realms. So what we need is the samadhi and wisdom, and if we have this, then we can let the seeds sprout and grow.And we can see the path. 那宝性论就说了，这个是凡夫身中的所设烦恼。这个凡夫身哈，是指凡夫位哈，有没有？不是我们一般的凡夫，是在修行路上已经走上修行之路，然后此时还是在凡夫位，还没有入圣位哈。那一段很长的过程里面的那个阶段，我们会产生的烦恼。好，就是其实我们菩提种已经有了，那一段很长的修行路呢，我们需要很多的养分，好让它什么发芽， 那我们常常讲什么资粮位有没有，还有一个什么位加行位有没有，我们要资粮要加行，就是要赶快让那个种子发芽。那只有出世间的法智法需要很多的法的智慧才能够来断除这样的一个烦恼，就是说才能够让这个种子发芽。只要种子一发芽之后它就很快了就开始就长成大树了。所以我们常常有说修行人你修到某个位置以后后面就很快了，前面是很慢的，那个种子要发芽。 The seventh the pure gold statue wrapped in worn out rags or dirty rags. It says that there is a businessman. He has a pure gold statue. He doesn't want people to know about it, so he wrap it in a very dirty worn out rags.So that people think it's nothing. But you know, on the way home, when he was traveling and on the way home, he died, he passed away, and then people think this is junk, throw it away on the road. And nobody know that there is a gold inside. So the rag become our affliction, and the pure gold statue is our Tathagatagarbha.那第七个比喻是说，有一个商人他有一尊金的佛像很名贵嘛，那他又不想在那个运送的商人里面，古时候商人不是运货要一段到一段距离压货很远嘛，他又不想让人家知道说他有这么一尊佛像，那所以他就用那个破布把它包起来，让大家觉得那就是不是什么东西贵重的东西。那可是在压货的过程当中呢，他偏偏又死在途中，那大家就觉得说这是破烂没什么东西，就把它丢到路边去，那这个佛像就丢在路边，大家都一直觉得是破布，不想说有一个贵重的佛像在里面。那这时候那个破布就是我们的烦恼，那真金像呢是我们的如来藏。 The sutra says that this analogy the Buddha explained to bodhisattvas or our bad karmas. All our bad karmas are those rags. It wrapped up our pure Buddha nature. Okay, so we only can practice diligently.To sever all kinds of affliction, all kinds of karma. If we do that, everyone will respect us and take homage to us. 那第七个比喻在经藏是说呢，这个比喻是对菩萨说哈。他说我们烦恼的众生很多的恶业。那些恶业就是那个破布一样包着我们，无量无数的恶业包着我们，我们唯有努力的修行去断除这些恶业，断除这些烦恼呢，然后把我们的如来智显现出来的时候呢，这时候呢 天人龙鬼神一切归养，就是为一切众生所礼敬。Okay, so when we attain certain level, when we practice a certain level, that we still have karma, right? And how can we get rid of it? And I remember in Lotus Sutra, there is a Bodhisattva.We call it Bodhisattva. There's a practitioner. His practice is whoever he sees, he prostrate to that person and say to that person, you are the future Buddha. I respect you and I bow to you. I prostrate to you. And sometimes people throw stone and kick him and pit on him. That's his practice. No matter whoever, at what level, you know, like in India, there are many different levels, right? Some low, some noble, royal family. Even though he sees very low class people, he prostrate and say, "You are the future Buddha. I will not look down at you, and I prostrate to you." 那我们要怎么样才能够断除我们的恶业呢？哈，那我记得在《法华经》里面有讲到一个藏不清菩萨，哈，我们叫他菩萨，他是一个修行人，他的修行方式呢，就是每一个他见到的人，不管是王公贵族还是很低贱卑微的奴隶，他就对他们恭敬礼拜，然后跟他讲说：“你是未来佛，我不敢轻视你，我向你礼敬礼拜。”那有时候人家很气，对不对？想说你在开什么玩笑？有的人丢石头，有人踢他，有人吐痰，哈，他还是这样，被打得头破血流，他还是看到每个人就说：“你是未来佛，我恭敬你，我向你礼拜。”好，那 then at certain point that he achieved his attainment.He used this way to sever his bad karma. And in the Sastra of Treasure Nature, it says that this is the affliction from sins. And it can be severed by the wisdom of practice that transcends worldly dharmas.So this is the affliction that need to be cut off during our practice. And this practice is not a practice like us here. It's real practice. So sometimes in the sutra we will say, after you see your nature, then you can practice. Means after you see the emptiness,and the nature of emptiness, then it's real practice. 好，那在宝那藏不清菩萨，他是用这种方法去消他的恶业。好，那最后呢，在《法华经》里面，他就见道成佛，见道了哈，还没有说成佛，就是见道这样子。那在《宝性论》里面说，这种烦恼，好，其实是圣人生中所设烦恼。不是我们一般人的烦恼，是圣人的烦恼。好，那假设大家还记得哈，凡夫位跟圣位，圣位的话是表示已经见到了，好，见得到了我们的道了哈。那它是出世间法修道智能断，刚刚是法智对不对？现在是修道智能断，好，那是修道所断烦恼。那我们常常就想，有没有佛经常常讲，我们要见性起修。有没有见到了以后才是真正的修行？像我们现在都是在累积资粮，还没有真正的修行。所以这个比喻就是在比喻呢，就是这个圣人所得的烦恼。 The eighth is a poor ugly woman bear a noble son in her womb. So in IndiaYou know, if you are in the very low class, your son won't be a noble or royal people. That's the, what is that called? Classification or something? Huh? Caste. So the woman is pregnant, and she just keeps thinking, my son is going to be a laborer.My son is going to be a slave. My son is in low class. No future. But the analogy says that actually this poor ugly woman has a noble son in her womb instead of what? A beggar. Not a future beggar. No, he's a noble son. Okay, oops. How come I have this...So, the affliction is the woman, the poor, ugly woman. And the son, the noble son, the in her womb is our Tathagata Gabbara. 那有一个贫贱丑女怀轮王玉哈，顾名思义就是有一个很在印度不是很等种族阶级吗？那她是一个很最卑贱的人哦。当她怀孕的时候，她就想说：“哎呀，我的儿子，反正生出来哈，就是注定是奴隶啦，注定要去要饭的啦，哈啊，没有前途啦。”可是她不晓得说，她的肚子里面其实是怀了一个转轮圣王嘞。好，所以这个孕妇呢，她就是一个烦恼，因为她以为她是一个贫贱之人，她的孩子就是贫贱，她不晓得我们有一个转轮圣王在我们的胎中。So in the sutra, keep telling us that, you know, even though that's the case.The poor woman has bear a chakra varting. Okay, this chakra varting means he has 32 characteristics like Buddha. The outlook, you know, all the body characters are like Buddha. And he can rule the whole world. He is the super king that can rule the whole world. So you please don't look down on you oneself, because we all have the Tathagata Gabbara. We all have chakra varting. And if we practice this diligently, we will soon attain the Buddhahood and deliver numerous sentient beings. 所以在经文就讲说，你看这个贫贱女呢，怀转轮王哦，转轮王大家还知道吗？具有佛的32相，他是会统治全世界的一个圣王哈。所以我们每一个人哦，都有一个转轮圣王在我们台中在长养哈。我们一定不要看清自己。我们要努力的修行，然后把这个 baby 生出来，好，把这个具有转轮王的 baby 转轮王生出来，那我们不久就会做到，然后就是成正觉，然后可以度无量的众生。好，他用比就是我们要把生出这个转轮王 的这个过程来当成我们成正觉的一个过程，而且这个 baby 好可以长大，我们可以度无量的众生。好，and in the Sastra of Treasure Nature say that this kind of affliction represent the affliction from the first to seventh bhumis. So that means the level is very high. Okay? And only the eighth to tenth bhumis bodhisattva, the wisdom in from the eighth to tenth bhumis can sever this afflictions. So at this stage we call it the affliction collected on the impure ground. This is my translation. Means we still need to have some impurity that we need to sever. 那在宝性论里面说哈，这样的一个烦恼呢，是在第一到第七地的菩萨有的烦恼哈，那你只有登八地到十地的时候，你才可以断除这样的烦恼哈。所以在这个烦恼称为不净地所设的烦恼哈，在我们不净地，那这个不净地跟我们刚刚讲的那个不净处哈又不一样哈，要用地哦，不是处哈。So this is impurity ground is different from, you know, the previous we say the dirty west is a samsara world.This impure grounds means the bodhisattva has 10 grounds, right? 10 grounds. And the first 7 grounds still has impurity. So that's called the afflictions collected in these 7 grounds. Okay. Just briefly want to tell you that the 7 seven grounds is on this line, and what they need to perfect or what need they need to practice. Basically, the first six are what? The six paramita. Practice generosity, moral discipline, patience, or forbearance, vigor or diligence, meditative concentration, and wisdom. These are six paramita. We only can perfect six paramita when we are on the first to six grounds or first to six bhumis. And then the seventh is we practice the skillful means so that we can help all sentient beings. All, not some, okay? So you've got to have all kinds of wisdom, compassion, and samadhi in order to help all sentient beings. Okay. The ninth. As you can imagine, we will talk about the eighth to tenth, right? Okay. Casting a pure gold statue. I'm not sure if you have played, you know, when you were kids, we cast something, you know. With the clay module. So casting the pure gold state represents, you know, the gold. The gold statue is already pouring, the gold is already pouring in the clay module, and the clay is burned, you know, dark, black, because burn the heat. But once we break the module, pure gold statue come out, revealed. So the clay, the black burned clay module is our affliction, and the pure gold is Tathagata Gabbra. 第七个是铸魔内金像玉，大家小时候有没有玩过那个铸魔？ 也记得我好像要做不知道什么魔像啊，我们不是有一个先有一个模型吗？然后再把东西倒进去，对不对？然后等它结块之后，再把外面的东西打掉，对不对？里面就出来了嘛，哈。那这个时候呢是金像哈，所以是灌金子进去哈。那灌金子，因为那个温度很高，你内外都要一样高温，对不对？所以你这个泥土的那个膜哈，那个陶瓷的这个膜呢？它其实是被烧得黑焦黑的哈，那这个焦黑的这个膜呢，模型呢，代表我们的烦恼，然后里面的金像就是我们的如来藏哈。那大家可以想象哈，我们现在要讲第八地到第十地了哈。Okay, so the sutra explained, rephrase that. You know, when we cast the pure gold statue, when we burn it and after the statue cool down, right, then it's time to break the module to reveal the statue. So Buddha already see that, you know, actually at this stage the Buddha is already, you know, the shape, everything is already there, just need to remove the clay mold, but it's very tricky because the clay is very hard. The clay mold is very, very tough. Only the strongest wisdom can break the mold and to reveal the Tathagata Gabbra. And so you know, this Jin Gang, the same as Diamond Sutra, but we translate as Diamond Sutra. Actually, it's not diamond. It's the strongest material in this world. We can't find any English term for that, but according to the sutra, that the diamond that we translate, the words, the same word as here, is the strongest material that can break everything. Okay, that means this wisdom can help us know all the principles, all the phenomena, everything. So we this wisdom is basically the wisdom of the ultimate wisdom. 那在这个铸模内镜像里面，镜中就讲说：“哎呀，我们的铸模，然后等它冷却之后，对不对？要把模打开。可是问题是，这个模了也很坚固的哈。那要怎么开呢？要用金刚喙哈。我们讲金刚经，对不对？啊，这里讲金刚喙，金刚就是最坚固的物质嘛哈。要这个壳呢，这个外壳呢。” 就非得要用这种最坚强的智慧，最强的坚固才能够把它打破。那这里的最强的紫金刚慧是指通达事项的道理，破除诸相，通达事项还要破除诸相的这种智慧。通常我们可以通达，却不能破除。破除之后就没了，不会通达。这里讲的金刚慧是通达事项，而且要破除诸相的这种智慧。 So in the Sastra of Trade Your Nature, its affliction from the 8th to 10th bhumis can be severed by the wisdom of strongest samadhi and wisdom. I forgot to put the wisdom. And it's so-called the affliction collected on the pure ground. So basically, the 10 bhumis has two types. One, the first to seven is the impure ground. The last three bhumi is the pure grounds. 那在宝性论就讲到说，这是第八地到第十地的菩萨修行的烦恼哈，只有金刚智能断。那这里的叫做净地的哈，终于变成净地的哈，第八地的菩萨就不退转了哈。 叫做不动地菩萨，第八地不退转，这时候才叫做净地的，但是在净地里面还是有烦恼的哈。So this is the practice for the Bodhisattva in the pure ground. The eighth is called immovable bhumis. At this stage, all the Bodhisattva will not what is that called? Retreat. We not go back. Like us, we finally have progress, and something happened. We go back, and we move forward, and we backward. Right? Sometimes we are better person. Sometimes we become a worse person. So back and forth. But when we get to the pure ground, the eighth bhumis. No retreat. Okay, so at this stage, the mind is calm and unperturbed, and he can choose his place of rebirth. Okay, and here he need to practice aspiration. Means his mind is not moving, right? Remember, there is a similar analogy. The mind is not moving, but you need to aspire the wisdom. The ninth is called the good discriminating wisdom, the stage of the finest wisdom. So this wisdom can determine where and how to save others. So it will possess the 10 powers. So the practice is focused on the power. Okay, and the tenth is called the ground, the cloud of Dharma. So at this stage, the Bodhisattva attained the fertilizing power of the Dharma cloud, means that the practice of the ultimate wisdom that basically can help all sentient beings. Okay, 那这边八到十地的菩萨呢，他不动地的菩萨呢，他心不会被外境所动了哈。 一切的外境，心内心外的现象所动了，他可以呢选择他要去哪里投生。好，在这个时候，他的修行是修什么？就是要产生智慧。好，因为他是不动嘛，哈，但是要产生智慧。那 善慧地菩萨呢，他善慧哈，就是他的智慧非常善巧方便了哈，他可以知道说哪一个众生在哪里，我需要用什么方法来帮助他。那在这边修习的就叫十力，好，十种力，好，这里没办法讲哈。那这里的修学重点就是修行这个力。好，那在法云地子哈，第十地的菩萨了哈。他基本上为什么叫做云，他覆盖全部了，他可以救度一切的众生。那他的修行的目标就是在完成最终最高的这个智慧。 OK, that's a summarize the Bodhisattva path. OK, sorry I cannot translate everything here. Initial stageThat everyone initiate the body mind that we want to practice. So we keep practicing, we accumulate merit, we accumulate wisdom, and finally we see the path. And we from ordinary stage become a saint. Okay, this is a milestone. And after we see the path,after we become saint, this is a real practice stages. This is only accumulating preparation stages. This is the real practice stage. And here we practice a lot of, just basically remove the ignorance. And so for Saravaka and Pratikayaka, they will practice until this stage, basically the seventh bhumis.And for Bodhisattva, they need to practice all the way to the 10th bhumis. Okay, so for the rest, 5th to 9th analogy, remember the poor house, right? We talk about the affliction from Aha. Aha, it can reach to this stage, the forced fruit, something, Suguo, huh?They are at this stage. And the pit is in this stage, right? We need to nurturing the seeds so that the seeds can sprout. Basically, we need merits and wisdom. We need to prepare so help the seeds to grow.And once we become saint, remember the gold statue wrapped by the dirty rags. It's at this stage, and this stage we need to remove all the bad karmas. And then we have a pregnant woman that have the noble son, right? It's here. So basically, if we can have the baby delivered.Safely, this baby will come here and has 32 character of the like Buddha. And then we have affliction during this stage from the 8th to 10th bhumis that, you know, the last ignorance, just like the clay mold that need to remove by the strongest wisdom.So that usually we say that, you know, before we become a Buddha, the last ignorance is that we still think that there are sentient beings to deliver. This need to be removed. Okay. 那我大略把我们这个哈 summarize 一下哈。当我们发菩提心的哈，发心菩萨哈的时候呢，我们到见到位的时候呢哈。里面有资粮位，有加行位，基本上是要修福修慧的哈。那我们包括有没有什么实性、实住、实什么、实行、实回向，通通在这个前面哦。好，那个四十个步骤，全部是在准备什么呢？就是让这个种子发芽。只要我们见到这个种子一发芽，后面这里的修行是非常快的，它马上就会长成大树了。那当我们见到的时候，就像这个金像已经有金像，可是我们包在那个脏脏的破布里面，就像我们的什么恶业， 那我们这恶业需要被消除，不然我们就停在见道，然后就这样了，好，不会再往前走了，好。那这个有一个 这算是一个一标杆，好，在这里需要那个突破，好。那 这个怀孕的这个穷女人呢，她有的是一个转轮王在肚子里，只要她能够把这个转轮王呢生出来，好，就跨过这个了，好。从第七位，因为第一到第七的位的 菩萨呢，他就是一直觉得说，哎呀，我这个 是丑这个低贱的孩子，只要你把他生出来就进入第八位了，不退转了，孩子生出来而且是具有三十二相 的小孩嘛。 那在这边你看，三十二相的小孩什么都有，五官什么都有了，对不对？三十二相有了，对不对？就像我们铸模一样，好，什么都有了，具足了，但是就是有那一层无明壳，就是我们铸模的那外面的那层壳要去除。那我们通常讲这个最后的这个无明啊，有时候我们就会说是什么菩萨还觉得有众生可度的这一分无明去除之后，就达到究竟位了，哈，就是成佛了。那另外一个我们讲那个这个穷就破旧有房子，有没有？不是有金藏在底下吗？那他不是走菩萨道路线，他是走阿罗汉路线，那他就是觉得自己什么都没有嘛，是见空性的嘛，他觉得什么都没有，但是他必须要知道说，我们不是只有入定涅槃这件事，我们还有无量的智慧可以救度众生，那这是他在这个阶段所必须要克服的。Then, I didn't translate too much. So, what is the merit? Are you clear about this map? Okay, the first four analogy is to deal with our greed, hatred, and ignorance.And then to uplift our character, to build a better society, right? So we have the fourth analogy that is, and then the fifth, we start with the affliction from the arhat and different level. And it's actually, we are on the path toward the Buddhahood. And this is a Bodhisattva path. And in different levels,we have different affliction and we have different method that can help us to go through to move forward. 那到这边大家希望大家清楚了哈，就是说我们前四个比喻呢哈，是在教导我们怎么面对贪嗔痴，好，怎么样的让我们的环境这个世界我们的内心更加的崇高，然后我们的世界更加的美好，那就是金堕不净处，我们怎么帮那个不净处变得干净，对不对？所以这前四个是我们凡夫俗子还没有净资良位的时候，先要这个贪嗔痴先要处理，能够面对嘛，然后等到我们真的哎呀贪嗔痴都能控制住了，然后我们又发菩提心说我要修菩萨道，我要成佛，我要努力修行的时候呢，那我们就会遇到很多状况，有的人是走这个阿罗汉路线的，他就入定了，那他在无明住入定的身定当中，他没有办法起智慧的功能，所以他的烦恼就是觉得没有保障嘛，就是空啊。好，这时候佛就跟他讲是说要怎么样，要开发他的，要定慧等持，这个要开发这个我们本自具的这个智慧，这个智慧可以度无量的众生。好，那这个果子的种子有没有？那我们讲这个凡夫要进入圣位的时候，发一菩提心要修行的时候，有一段很长 的时间需要的，我们讲菩萨有五十二阶，对不对？前四十阶都在这边，就是修福又修慧，要储存资粮，还要再加行，这样子的话才能有一天能够见到， 那见到之后呢，就是这个种子哈，好不容易所有的养分它都需要了，灌下去，终于发芽了，见到了。见到之后呢，这个圣者就是，但是我们还有很多的恶业，对不对？发芽了哈，还有很多恶业哈，小鸟会来吃啊哈，缘不好哈，所以这个要把这个脏脏的这个去除。好，去除了之后，我们就前进了，对不对？啊，我们已经怀胎了哈。怀胎有转轮王在里面呢，可是我们想说，哎呀，我们这种哈，一定大概出身贫贱的哈，不能。但是呢，假设我们能够顺利把小孩生下来，具有佛的32相的转轮王出来，我们就前进到这个8道10地了哈，就不会退，小孩子不能再塞回去了嘛哈，就生出来了嘛哈。那这个小孩子都有32相，可是还没有佛的圆满智慧哦，所以他。慢慢的要让他长大的时候，他就像一个佛像哈，他的壳铸模的壳还没最后一分的没有，像32相都有了哈，什么都具足了，就那个壳还在。只要一把壳去除呢，就进入佛的什么妙觉的地位哈。这就是我们最终的一个目标哈。这是整个的 summarize 哈。So the last part of the sutra.Just try to remind us, you know, we know now we know what Buddha taught us. All the content we better keep reading it, recite it, or you know, write it, or offer what you learn to others. It's better yet better than to offer the Buddha from 10 directions.This happened a lot for all other sutra, including Diamond Sutra, right? All the sutra emphasize that we need to share what we learn, the Dharma, the right view to others. It's better that you offer food, offer money to the Buddhas in 10 directions. On the same token, right? You come to listen to the Dharma talk, and you share with others.It's more important than you come here and put money in the donation box or buy a cookie to Fa Shi. Right? So, 劝持本经的功德就跟其他的经典一样啦，就说我们听闻佛法，知道佛法的利益，我们就是受持、读诵、书写、供养、广为人说。好，这样的功德比我们供养十方诸佛的功德还大哦，供养十方诸佛的功德都没有你去分享佛法大，更何况来这边啊，功德箱投一点钱，买几包饼干，或是买好吃的食物给法师，这个都是微不足道的。重要的是大家能够了解经典的内容，然后能够如实的修持，叫做受持，你能够接受它，然后去学 practice 它，然后你常常读诵，然后常常去跟人家讲，这样的功德是非常大的。 OK, now I'm not going to repeat this. So this,the audience include the Buddha, the sentient beings from lower realm, from heavenly realm, from the Bodhisattva above the 8th Bhumi, everyone heard about it. And so the light of wisdom emitted everywhere. 所以就是最后讲了这个放光明啊，什么意思？所有的人所有的一切众生，你看从什么三恶道的啦、诸天啦、不退转的菩萨，什么人听到都得到法喜哈，这样的一个智慧光明就整个散发出去哈。那我们常常讲会讲佛放光，对不对？就是在讲智慧之光。OK, right, very good, complete. So I quicklygo through this sutra.The Sutra of Tathagatagarbha, and I need to emphasize that this sutra is very important for Zen practitioner, and it provides the right views of how we can handle the affliction and what kind of affliction we will have along the Bodhisattva path. I hope you can find some time to maybe English. You can find a translation of the sutra on the internet, but not a commentary from Sufu's book. For Chinese, I would encourage you to borrow the book and read. And Sufu talk about more in the books that I don't have time to finish everything. 那最后我们圆满了哈，我很快的用三次的时间跟大家分享这部经哈。那这部经呢，值得一很短哈，值得一读再读。它告诉我们说，哎，发心修学佛法哈，尤其是修禅的人呢哈，我们在修行的过程中会遇到什么样的烦恼，好，什么障碍需要克服，然后我们可以用什么方法去克服，这边都有提到。那师父呢在中文的书里面更提到我们在日常生活中要怎么样来修持，假设你有时间的话可以借一下我们图书馆的书回去看一下，师父还有更多的更好的一些提醒跟分享在里面。那我因为时间的关系没有办法跟大家说明，那也很抱歉，所以请大家还可以自己再去用功。Okay, finish. Thank you. Okay. All right, let's transfer the merit.